This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed.
All right, here we are, 7 and a half of the hour.
When I say we, I mean Doug, Jen, and Victoria are on the air. All of us are friends.
Different views, though, on the issues of the day, and usually, depending on how well we have slept, there's a bit of fun that's connected to it. I'm not sure how to focus on fun when it comes to Colin Kaepernick. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Colin Kaepernick.
Kaepernick.
Right.
Boo!
He's a Colin, not a colon.
Boo!
Kind of acting like a colon more than
boo! Well, what comes out of the colon,
right?
In fact.
Right.
So here's this guy who's refusing to stand for the national anthem. But the NFL says, well, you know, we support his decision. He's an individual. I think that's swell. That's great. I don't have a problem with that. But also, we are free to boo this guy. He's upset. Those of you who don't know the story, he's decided to not stand up to show pride in the American flag at the beginning of the game. He says, this is a bad country. It oppresses black people and people of color. So, Mr. How do you pronounce his name?
Kaepernick.
Where could you go to play football and make the kind of dough that you make? Please tell
Nowhere.
Me, what other country can you go to as a black man to play
as
football?
As a person. As a football player.
Right.
Good
Never
luck.
Never mind the color of your skin.
You can go to the CFL and you know, enjoy your Canadian dollars that aren't going to be adding up to much.
Right.
And that's maybe what he's going to do, by the way, because let's be honest, he's not been all that great
lately.
And all of this controversy isn't
happening. Boo! I just like to boo. I haven't booed for a long time. He deserves to be booed.
Congratulations. You've got it out of your system. Do you feel better?
I do. I think this guy's a boob. He doesn't want to celebrate the national anthem. He don't like to celebrate the flag. So go somewhere else, you boob, and play and see how far you get. Give it up. Now, do we have a lot of problems, racial problems in this country? Absolutely. Does he have one? No. Not that I know of, but he's speaking out. And I guess that's to be respected. But come on. This is good. It's healthy because it gets us to focus on those who... It was one of the Olympians was criticized because she put her hand on her heart. One of the gymnasts, I forget her name.
Gabby Douglas. Yeah.
Gabby, that was Gabby Douglas. Okay, yeah. I don't know whether that was ever addressed or it just was kind of like, it went up in smoke as an issue, and this would probably go up in smoke.
It seemed like it was just one other thing people could bully her online about.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never in my entire life stood for the national anthem with my hand over my heart. That was the Pledge of Allegiance, where you put your hand
always
on the heart.
Hand, all right.
So I don't even know why anyone made a big deal about that for her. But they just love to pick
on
her.
Well, the difference between her and Kaepernick is that she's actually quite good at what she does. He doesn't appear to
Kaepernickus.
Be one. Kaepernickus.
Or Kaepernick.
Yeah. Him too. So, all right, if we've given him enough, we've wasted enough of our time on him.
Yeah.
Here's the big news from Italy. Italy, the problems that the Italians are having, this is a shocker, actually. I'm sure you've never thought about this. The corruption in Italy has brought the officials around to understanding or asking why the old buildings were never brought up to code. What are you, out of your mind? You're nuts, right? The Italians
cost too much money.
Yeah.
Well, that stuff is really old. Like, bringing it up to code, can you do that without messing it up?
Well, that's the thing, is I feel like the vast majority of people are going to these areas in Italy because of what they look like and the history in the building. So if you do all of the, you know, reinforcements and everything that you need to on the buildings, well, say bye-bye to the tourism industry because it's going to look like crap.
Right.
Yeah.
So the next big issue is how to keep the mob out of reconstruction.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. You think New York is riddled with mafia-run construction companies? What do you think Italy is all about? So the authorities there say they have to ensure the mafia is blocked from playing any role in reconstruction after the earthquake. Well, I think what the latest number is, by the way, is 300 or so, right? Died in that earthquake last week? I think it's about that.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they have an anti-mafia...
They
have an anti-mafia council, or they have like a whole part of the government is dedicated to being anti-mafia.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that much of a problem, but
I'm going to bet that those guys are corrupted by the mafia, too. The mafia is everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
What's the mafia?
The mob.
Isn't there that joke that there's no such thing like when somebody goes, what's the mob? And you go, what mom? What's the mob?
Yeah, what's the mob?
Right.
Isn't that how it goes usually for our New York friends?
Yes.
What mob?
Right. Mm-hmm. All right.
Trying to become one of them.
Involved in everything. Do you know that there's a rumor floating around that the mob is involved in the surrogacy situation in India? There's a bill before the Indian Parliament to make surrogacy illegal in India. The people who are going to India to have their babies, a lot of infertile people, not just here in our country, but around the world, these are childless couples that want to have a baby. And so they've been hired. Somebody started this, remember the old Alms for the Poor? This is called Wombs for the Poor. Wombs for poor women. That's not really, I just made that up. Anyway, a matter of concern because there are a lot of people who are having children and the parent of the child is not perfect, so the parents say to the surrogate, sorry, you keep her. We don't want her or him. And so there have been a lot of clinics that have sprung up across India in the last couple of years. I guess there's 2,000 or more of them, and it's a business that brings in $400 million a year.
Wow!
India's a very poor country. There's no way of women don't have jobs. I mean, many people. The unemployment rate in some parts of India is 40%. So, what do you do if you have a body and somebody comes to you and says, "Well, you have my child," you're going to say, "Yeah." They'll pay you $400. Here, sperm, here, egg, stick it in your body somehow. And actually, the clinics are beginning to really make this a booming business. But what happens, and I'm pleading ignorance here, I guess, no wisecracks from the audience. If you have a sperm, sperm.
This should go well.
Yes, Dougie. And?
Calm down. Sperm and egg.
Yeah.
From the mother and father.
And a little Hellman's Best Foods?
Mm-mm. Maybe, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And you stick that in an Indian woman's body.
Yeah.
Is the influence...
I know what you're going to ask.
Let's just say they're white parents. Indians are dark-skinned. What does the baby look like?
It's an embryo that's implanted.
I understand that, but there's no influence whatsoever?
No.
None.
It's just...
come out as a white baby.
Yeah, it's an the embryo is what determines what the baby's going to be. It's already a formed embryo, turkey baster, into any person of any color. It's just a womb. It's just you're just a carrier.
They do come out smelling like curry, but other than that,
generic curcumin. Has anybody ever thought about that before?
No, because people know science, and they know how that works.
No, that's not. I know science.
This is pretty black and white. There is no way around this. If you put a fully formed embryo into another woman's body, there is no chance.
Yeah, women that are carriers are carriers.
Yeah.
So all they're doing is carrying and using their blood and their immune system and that sort of thing to enhance the baby's health.
It's a living petri dish. Yes.
All right. So there's no. I think that's a legitimate question. I bet a lot of people have.
It's
that
a legitimate. It's
don't
a
make fun of me because you think that I sound foolish. I don't know the answer to that question.
It's a legitimate question. Okay. It's a legitimate question with dogs, and that is the truth because dogs can have multiple fathers in one litter. So that can happen.
So can some of the girls on Maury Povich, and I do not know how that happened.
True.
And who's the daddy? Who's the baby daddy?
Like four guys are up there. Like, yeah.
All right. I think it was a good question. If nobody else thinks that, I'm sorry, no. But I thought it was a good question.
Jen's being really nice.
All right, Border Patrol agents hit the jackpot in California. Up next here on Good Day, or DJV, or whatever we're calling this thing now.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in-store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RaconPoints for details.
Hi, I'm Paul. I used to ask if you could hear me now with Verizon, but I switched to Sprint. Sprint's network reliability is now within 1% of Verizon. Plus, Sprint changed the game again with their new unlimited data plan that gives you the freedom to do whatever.
Wow, unlimited data?
Yep.
I've watched dog videos, cat videos, dogs with cats videos. No overages, no worries.
People seem pretty excited.
Ooh, and I play puzzle games and candy things and text, ping, post, snap, tweet, IMDM. Hashtag best unlimited on the planet.
Can you hear that? So, switch to Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan. Get unlimited mobile-optimized streaming videos, gaming, music, and data for $60 a month. Live your life unlimited. Live free. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere for discounted phone. Subject to credit and $30 activation fees. Loose taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Streaming may be mobile-optimized with video up to 480p and music up to 500 kilobytes per second. Games limited up to 2 megabytes per second. Prohibited network use rules apply, and data deprioritization during congestion. Reliability claim based on third-party data restrictions apply.
All right, we're at 18 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. The Border Patrol in California, Jennifer, hit the jackpot over the weekend. They got $3 million of smuggled cash.
Wow.
Rectangular cash. Most of their past seizures have been smaller than 300 grand. A couple is 40, 50,
yeah, some money 000. Here and there.
Right.
Just $1,000.
Right.
What do we think was the actual amount that they seized?
In other words, they kept three for mil. Themselves. And they
yeah. Yeah, right. Come on. There's one yeah. for you, one for me.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. One for you, no one way for me.
That, yeah, there's no way that that's completely accounted for. No
Los
way.
Angeles is known as the nation's epicenter for money laundering by the druggers. They never come down to my neighborhood. How come they never? Jennifer, they go to your neighborhood?
I'm sure. Yeah. I don't even know exactly. Like, money laundering. So what? They bring money in and they're doing what with it?
$100 million in cash. Yeah, I never understood what the big deal was with that either. Thank you for asking that.
Yeah.
So what? You launder the money. So what? I don't pay taxes on it? Yeah, like these guys are going to be paying taxes on drug money. This is foolishness. The money was found in the back of a Volkswagen. As they were coming across the border in San Diego.
Can you imagine being that Border Patrol guy, though, kind of going through cars, go ahead, and then all of a sudden, like, whoa, payday. And I just imagine that much money because, you know, like, I've watched, like, one too many bad action movies. I see it in a big old briefcase, don't you? Mm-hmm. You know, just packed away, nice stacks.
Right, yeah. I went to see the Jason Statham movie last night, which is exactly what you'd expect from a Jason Statham action movie. Nothing more, nothing less. I've never seen Jessica Alba before. The reason I'm bringing it up is because there's lots of cash floating around with the bad guys. What's Jessica Alba's claim to fame?
No one knows.
Really?
She's got a hot body. Nobody other than that.
And an actress. And she also, you would appreciate her because she has the Honest brand, which has, I don't know how honest it is all the time, but it's a brand of, like, non-chemical stuff for babies and humans.
Really?
Yeah.
People
diapers and
okay, stuff. Yeah. By the way, the North Koreans will be in the news in the next half hour if you want to listen to our conversation about that. It's 21 after the hour here.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back to school again. Goodness gracious. Summer's over. Yep. All over. Guess it had to end. Bye bye, good times.
So
back to school again.
Get some of the booing out because school starts this week and next week in lots of areas, started last week in some areas. There's a first-time teacher who's discovered a way to get students excited for the first day of school by creating a catchy rap song. That didn't sound very... Was that the song?
No, that was just a back-to-school song.
All right, so Dwayne Reed is a fourth-grade teacher in Chicago, created a song to replace... The welcome back school days, good old-fashioned school days. So there's a video that we posted, haven't we, at Twitter, at DJV Show and Facebook/DJV Show. Do we post those? I ask.
I can look, yes.
Really? All right, so listen to this. Dwayne Reed, welcome to the fourth grade.
Welcome to the fourth grade. So happy to meet you. Can't wait till I see you. Gonna have a good time. We'll learn about science. Find ways to apply it. And I
feel
that you like it. We're gonna have a good time. Welcome to the fourth grade. Hello. Teacher, my name's Mr. Reed, and it's very nice to meet ya. I'm from Chicago, I love eating pizza, and I dress to impress, but I still rock sneakers. It's my first year teaching, so it's all real exciting. Got some ideas, and I really like to try them, like making songs to remember what you hear. We'll be learning so much by the end of the year. To my friends and my peers, the parents and the students, I'm ready, you're ready, we're ready, let's do this.
Yeah,
but absolutely no day. Dreaming, working hard till the bell starts ringing.
Welcome
to the fourth grade.
This is cute. What a great idea.
It is a good idea.
This is when teachers are so excited.
Yeah.
Yes.
By the beginning of the year.
Slapped in the face.
Yeah.
It's his first year. Give it time. Mm-hmm. No, but I hope that he stays like this. This is very
good. Yeah. First year teacher from Chicago. His name is Dwayne Reed. How does that remind me of a drugstore or something?
Always greet you with a smile. It's a chain of drugstores in New York. That's why it reminds you of a drugstore, Daddy.
Yes, it is. All right, so we posted this Twitter at DJV Show and Facebook, of course, that's DJV Show. It's very cool. I think it's video of the day as well at DJV.com. All right, Doug, Jen, and Victoria with a focus on Usher now musically. He is in this movie about Sugar Ray Leonard, Hands of Stone, that was out over the weekend. I don't know how it did in the box office. I saw a trailer for it. I don't like boxing. I don't like to see people get beat up. So anyway, this is the first time, in 4 years he's had an album?
Yeah, that's it, 2012 was the last time we heard new music from him.
Right. He was on with Jimmy Kimmel. And the album was supposed to be called Flawed. He changed it to Hard to Love, Hard to the Roman numeral 2. It's out officially, I think, a couple of weeks from now, the 16th of September.
Mm-hmm.
It's available for pre-order on iTunes. The movie is pretty interesting. I think this is his first shot of really acting, isn't it?
I think it is.
Seriously.
Yeah. Yep, I think so.
Yeah. Robert De Niro is the coach, if you will. And they shaved his head a little bit, so he had an interesting hairline. But hey, he's credible when it comes to this sort of a... I think I would like to see it, except I don't want to watch two guys beating the hell out of each other. So
we need to get to a censored version.
Yeah, without all the fighting in it. That I would like. I think that would be kind of fun. As I think that it's an interesting story to tell. And I'm surprised it hasn't been told to now, actually.
Yeah.
28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. We all know what the economy's like, and we all want to save money, but can you save money on your pets as well? If you listen carefully, you can. First of all, exercise your pet, and don't feed them too much. Health and exercise can go a long way in keeping your pets healthy. It's also a good idea to choose a veterinarian before you need one. Get recommendations from people in the neighborhood. Shop around. Prices can vary greatly from one animal hospital to the next. Having your pet spayed or neutered is not only ethically the right thing to do, but can save money in the future because spayed and neutered pets are less risk for many different types of cancer. And don't be afraid to ask the vet for discounts. Some veterinarians offer multiple pet discounts as well as discounts for senior citizens. Many of the pet food you buy at the supermarket can be just as good as some of the really expensive ones, so check with your vet on that as well. And ask your vet for a prescription for medications versus buying the medication from the vet. Sometimes generic prescriptions that you can get at the local pharmacy will save you a lot of money. Think about it. If you follow this advice, you'll save money, your pet will be happy, and so will your pocketbook. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
The eyes you're born with are the ones you keep. They don't even grow much. Think about this. Many children need eyeglasses or contacts and don't even know it because the screening they get at school isn't always enough. Eye problems can affect learning and behavior throughout your child's life. But a comprehensive eye exam can change all that. Shouldn't your child see an eye doctor yearly? Find one near you at thinkaboutyoureyes.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
It's 34 after the hour now. Monday is upon us, the 29th of August, here with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. There is a big problem brewing in France. This is the big story of the day in France. You'll recall the Burkini controversy, right?
Yes, yes, of course.
Ever been to a beach when people jumped in the water and had all their clothes on? That's basically what the burkini thing is, right? The burkini is supposed to be an outfit that Muslim women wear. These are observant Muslim women.
An acceptable bikini.
Right. But you see that the French, well, I don't understand what the controversy is. Do they want them or do they not want them in France? Do they want women to wear them or they don't want women to wear them? Because they're all over the place. One town says, yeah, you can do it. Another town says, no, you can't. I don't know whether they're saying you can or you can't wear a burkini. If you can wear a bikini, why can't you wear a burkini?
Well, they're likening it to because it's an overt display of a religious affiliation. That's the reason. That's the whole part.
So, how is that any different than wearing a what do they call it? The Jewish
yarmulke.
Yeah,
the yarmulke. Yeah, that's allowed.
Sort of on your head, though. This is like a. I mean, have you seen a picture of these?
Yeah, I'm looking at one right now.
They look like a frog man, sort of.
Well, a frog woman.
But the weird thing is, there's also people have just posted pictures of a whole group of nuns in full habits on the beach.
In the water.
And that's okay. So it's it is a little weird.
Well, that really, the burkini is like a habit. And you know what? I never thought about it like that. So what's the big deal if Catholic, if the women who are nuns wearing that outfit?
This is look, from someone who's been to school, Catholic school for 12 years, do nuns swim in the habit? I don't think, they don't swim in the habit.
No, but there's a picture of them recently. They were all on the beach and they had their leg, you know, their legs were showing and they were wading into the water. And the point was, if you're on the beach, you're not supposed to have anything that blatantly shows your religious affiliation. So, and no one.
So that means nuns can't wear. Nuns can't wear their habit on the beach.
If they're going to apply the rule to everyone, then yes, technically the nuns should have.
Guess what?
That's the thing. I don't actually think that they're doing it because of the blatant religious affiliation. I think they just don't want Muslims to be able to wear that, and so they're trying. They're saying this to try and make it sound okay, but they're not going to enforce it in other situations. So they either need to not do it or come up with a different reason for actually tell the truth about why they're doing it.
You know, I really actually never thought what a great comparative. Women who are nuns in the habit versus burkinis, or not burkinis, but they're wearing the traditional garb of an observant Muslim woman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at the garb that the observant Jewish women have to wear. If you walk around in where the Hasidic Jews live in Los Angeles, there's a definite uniform for men, women, and children.
Right.
So can they come and have breakfast with me at Lulu's on Beverly on Sunday morning? They're all over the place wandering around. They don't come to Lulu's, but they're walking all over that neighborhood, and nobody says a word. This is really kind of... now I'm beginning to get it. I don't know that I paid much attention to it before that way. But each religion, except the Protestants, who are pretty clueless when it comes to most all of this stuff, and I say that not without prejudice. I was raised as a Protestant, and we didn't have a uniform, and I fell out of it. Jennifer wore a Catholic... What, when you went to Catholic school, did you have to wear a uniform?
Oh, yeah, 12 years of it.
Right, yeah. So,
was it like the Britney Spears kind of Catholic
I
uniform?
Wish that it was that hot. No, it was not as hot as that.
All right, enough of that. I don't want to get stuck there. But I think that's good food for thought, actually. The North Korean People's Army threatening to attack at a moment's notice. Apparently, the Americans and South Koreans have offended the North Koreans with the lighting equipment used in the DMZ. It's so bright that troops are having nightmares. And the North Koreans said they're fed up with it because it's a deliberate provocation, aiming lights at the North Korean guard posts and at their barracks.
How dare you put the
lights on? How dare you do that? Floodlight directed at the North Korean side is taken as an intolerable... Say it again, Doc. An intolerable means of provocation. The target of merciless... Well, I don't use the word. Anyway, Ming the Merciless apparently lives on the South Korean side of the border. And the North Koreans say, if you don't stop the light stuff, we're going to shoot him down. Shoot him out. Blam, blam. And we could go to have World War III over this. Sounds serious. Missile launches at the... Oh, my God. These people. Okay, here's something serious. Ready?
Ready.
Like North Korea wasn't serious?
I know, right? World War III, that's not serious enough?
What?
Up the ante.
Okay, so I'm getting really tired of this. Another male college student who sexually assaulted two women at a house party got no jail time at all and probation only.
Why?
So there's an online petition garnering thousands and thousands of signatures to have the judge removed after 18-year-old David Becker pled guilty to indecent assault and battery, accused of assaulting two women at a house party. Prosecutors asked for 2 years in the slammer. The judge, Thomas Estes, sends Becker to 2 years of probation instead. Here's the... Let's get the audio behind this, okay, Kara?
Once again, another student athlete has escaped jail time after being convicted of sexual assault. And once again, the judge responsible for the lenient sentencing is under fire. 18-year-old David Becker pleaded guilty to indecent assault and battery after he was accused of sexually assaulting two women at a house party. Prosecutors asked for 2 years in jail, but Judge Thomas Estes sentenced Becker to 2 years of probation instead. The case has drawn comparisons to similar sexual assault cases in California and Colorado, which also ended in lenient sentences for white student-athletes. Like the judges in those cases, Estes is now facing online calls for his removal from the bench. Removing Estes will be an uphill battle for petitioners. Only the governor's administration or the state legislature has the power to oust him, but state officials have called for a judicial review of the sentence. Legal professionals often caution against punishing judges for politically controversial sentences. Out of concern, it will push judges toward unfairly harsh sentences. KQED cites a study that showed judges were more likely to hand down stricter sentences when facing an election.
Great.
Great.
Okay.
I don't get it.
I don't understand why we're still deifying college athletes. This is another, that Brock guy who was the loser, the swimmer at Stanford. This guy, I think, is a football player or something. It's like, why?
Because they're still special. The good old boys club that exists.
Yeah.
Boys club. And this is part of how they get new members.
Yeah. All right, Jennifer, what's the latest on the panic at LAX yesterday? The roads were shut down.
Nothing. From what I hear, nothing. Just as I was going to sleep last night, I was seeing people post. I have a friend from high school whose husband works in the TSA, and she was saying, "Oh, please prayers because we haven't found him yet." Well, it turns out she was looking for her husband. There was the reports, and this is not the first time. I mean, it just happened in New York. This seems to be the new panic that people start reporting shooting. Yeah. It causes chaos. The police come in. They try to investigate, and then turns out it was nothing. So,
Nothing. And the airport was in complete chaos. The roadways, parking lots, tarmac.
Yeah.
It was just the 405 was shut down. Everything.
Because the first thing they do is they put down a flight hold. So then
all the planes are flying around overhead. You run out of fuel, go to San Diego or John Wayne or someplace like that. Put them over to Burbank. So what a mess. Oy. And it is. It's all about. I mean, anybody could suggest it, whether you're innocently suggesting it.
Lot of times in LAX, because it's so big, and a lot of airports have the same thing. It's like kind of cavernous, and so if something drops and pops, and your nerves are already frayed, you do kind of freak out, which could cause just that mass hysteria that puts everybody into chaotic mode.
Yeah, it really is. It was chaos there yesterday. All right, 44 past the hour. We'll talk television. In a moment.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
57 channels and nothing on.
Why do you like Star Trek? What is there about Star Trek? Shatner wrote an op-ed piece that I thought was interesting, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
He said, when Star Trek took to the airwaves in 1966, it set out on a mission to boldly go where no man had gone, and it did, capturing the imagination of multiple generations of fans and becoming the world's most iconic sci-fi entertainment franchise. An ongoing multi-billion-dollar spin-off of TV shows and blockbuster movies and games and books and other merchandise. Why has it endured for 50 years, Shatner writes? Went right to the... he said, I went to into Star Trek like science fiction in general. Its mythology offers a look into the future. It's written by imaginative, creative artists whose vision may or not be true, but we don't know until the future arrives. It's not unlike religion. You don't know for sure, but we take it on board. We adhere to the multiple positive stories that Star Trek suggests. There is a future for all of us. The technology will have gotten us out of the hole that we are into. Future will be bright and the Earth will still be here. And that's the future people want to embrace. That's why Star Trek is as successful as it is. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
He put it that way. Speaking of Shatner, he and Henry Winkler are in a new show that is apparently very funny. It is stupid, funny, better late than never. I think we have some audio from it, Garrett, don't we?
How do you pronounce Terry Bradshaw in Japanese?
Japanese, the Harry Potter.
Harry Butter? I'm Harry Butter? I gotta change my name. I can't let the guys know I'm Harry Butter.
You gotta get a month's worth of stuff in this bag.
And I found myself locked into a staring contest with my appetizer.
Take the eyeballs, open in your mouth.
The head is the best part of the fish.
At home, that's all I eat in the head.
Stop it, George.
God, I can't believe people eat this stuff. Honest to God.
I'll take the eyes, that's it.
Oh, here, you can have my eyes.
This is gross. Oh, what is it? All right, enough of it.
They're in Japan.
Fish, yeah. Yeah, they're in Japan.
Yeah, okay.
So they're sampling, and then I think they're going to be, the next one, I think they're going to Beijing. Or no, Hong Kong. They're going to Hong Kong,
I think.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're having a good time with it anyway. All right, so the show is called Better Late Than Never, and where is it seen?
NBC, on Tuesdays.
Really? Starting when?
It started last week.
Really? Stupid.
No, it's wonderful, and it's really funny.
Some people say it's stupid.
You're going to love it.
It's not stupid. You're going to get a big kick out of it.
That's what the concept is, right?
Okay.
Better late than never. They're taking these four sort of aging stars, and they're putting them on it, and they're checking items off their bucket list, basically.
Huh. All right, so that's Tuesday night, so you're going to give us highlights. Don't forget to remind us tomorrow to watch that tomorrow night. Meanwhile, what do we watch tonight, Jen?
American Ninja Warriors. No? Not exciting? Well, a lot of people like this. The Warriors are off to Vegas for the national finals and a four-stage course modeled after some famous Japanese ninja warriors, Mount Midorayama. I don't know. Try to say that again. That's NBC at 8 o'clock. If that's not quite your thing, China's Emperor of Evil is on the Smithsonian. If you think we invented double standards when it comes to judging powerful women, well, think again, because this special examines the 7th century reign of some of China's most powerful women. You can check that out. Mistresses on ABC. Brand new episode of that. Very soapy and filled with drama. That is on ABC at 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Very exciting. That's it?
Well,
any fall shows haven't started yet, yeah.
All right, when does this fall season, this is getting boring, when does the good fall stuff start?
After Labor Day into September.
Week from today is Labor Day, boys and girls. It's 10 before the hour.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Stefan with Uri Geller. Uri is perhaps the most fabulous motivator, known as a paranormalist. I see a picture of you bending a spoon for the Chinese vice premier on your website, urigeller.com, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. Kind of cute. Also, I noticed that you are giving a lecture, in fact, at the Conference for Consciousness and Human Evolution in London. So what's this all about, other than the obvious? When you think about consciousness, human evolution, how things are now, how they used to be, and where are we going, is that really the focus here?
Yes, Doug. You know, in the last 25, maybe 30 years, there is a huge revolution around the world to do with mind power and energies of the brain, of the mind. People are looking into, they want to tap into something that is beyond them, something that can change their lives for the better. Therefore, you have hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands of lecturers around the world teaching people and empowering and motivating people to think positive, because we all know that thinking positive is good for you and it makes things happen. It makes things done. You create attitudes around you that bring in positivity into your life rather than negativity. We are surrounded by negative all the time. I mean, look at the media. Look at the media frenzy on anything that they write. I would say that 98% of what you read is bad. And that sells, unfortunately, papers. It sells magazines. It gets high ratings on television and so on. So we want to somehow show humanity, people, mankind, that if you think positive, if you create an attitude of gratitude, if you think about goodness and love and help others, then your life will change for the better. So that's what it is about. It's consciousness. It's the power of the mind that is unseen, but it's there, untapped, and it's tangible.
Well, one of the things that I think we need to be more, we just need to be more conscious. We need to be more aware. We as a population, the world has become so frenetic. I'm looking at some of the other people who are going to be there over the weekend. I don't know some of these people. Greg Braden, Anita Morjani, I do know that name. Lynn McTaggart, Marianne Williamson, know that name.
Let me just stop you. Did you just mention Marianne Williamson?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, she's huge. I mean,
yes.
Everyone who is in the world of, consciousness and evolution and so on will know her. There are, certain leaders in the field of motivation. Anthony Robbins, who is an American, who started this, maybe even four decades ago. People, thousands and thousands of, millions of people go to see him. I'm very much against big fees and big monies for this. So some lecturers, they take like 50,000, 100,000. Look at the political people. Look at the Clintons.
Man.
How much do they get for a lecture? It's mind-boggling.
Yeah. If I'd have known about this, I would have booked a trip over there and I would have come. This looks like be fascinating. People ought to watch it online. Conference for Consciousness and Human Evolution, at which Uri Geller will be this weekend. Uri, thank you. That's going to be a great, I'm sure, service. And you'll have a good time with all your friends there, too, I'm sure.
A business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 2-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles, and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.